News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The police response to flooding around Berrien County continued today. Berrien County Undersheriff Chuck Height tells us about 25 residents had to be evacuated this afternoon in the area of Durfla Drive in Royalton Township.
That road runs along the St. Joe River there, so that's definitely affected by the rising levels of the river.
Height said the sheriff's department did what it could to fetch those residents.
They were not able to get out with the conditions there of the road, so we've got one of our flat-bottom boats from our marine unit assisting them to get out of the area.
The power was shut off to that area as well. Meanwhile, the Meadow Streams Mobile Home Park in Sodus Township was evacuated. Height tells us there's reason to believe, though, the situation could improve this weekend. You know, it's part of Red Arrow Highway in New Buffalo Township that had been shut down this week due to flooding and was reopened today. The flood relief effort continues in Berrien Springs and Niles after some evacuations this week. At Berrien Springs Middle School today, a shelter was set up for evacuees. A young Yurita had to leave her home with no time to pack things up. She told us it can be rough.
Sometimes I get bad dreams because I'm worried, and sometimes I can't eat because I'm worried about my house and everything.
The Salvation Army was on hand at the middle school today, offering some comfort to families like Yurita's. Volunteer Kendra told us Southwest Michigan residents are showing their true colors this week.
We've gotten multiple people who have asked how they can volunteer, and I've just really appreciated people being so willing to come out and help and do what they can.
Salvation Army volunteer Joe told us what they could use the most.
Just give a monetary donation. That makes us available to purchase whatever is needed for people on a grander scale.
Salvation Army was providing snacks and other comforts to people at the shelter. The Red Cross is also helping in both Berrien Springs and Niles. The flooding in Berrien Springs remained a problem today, but it wasn't getting any worse. Same goes for Niles, where the city said today most of its infrastructure has been holding up. Speaking of infrastructure, Indiana Michigan Power is keeping a close eye on its dams that could be affected by this week's flooding. Spokesperson Shanae Garrett told us the dams are holding up.
All of I&M's dams along the St. Joseph River are operating per their engineered design. The Buchanan Dam is operating near capacity, but we do still have room in our system to pass the high river flows.
Garrett told us power to a few hundred customers had to be cut off because of flooding, but that's about it for outages. I&M is watching the rest of its dams to make sure they hold up. Schaefer reminds everyone not to go into their basements if water is covering appliance cords that are plugged in or if water has reached the wall outlets. Any floodwaters that reach your electric meter base or wall outlets should be reported to I&M. 23 passengers aboard an Indian Trails bus that caught fire on I-94 in Van Buren County this morning are unhurt. Michigan State Police tell us the bus was in the eastbound lanes of the highway near Hartford when it caught fire about 9:30 this morning. The driver heard a loud bang and saw smoke toward the rear of the bus. It may have been a tire blowout. The driver managed to evacuate all 23 passengers before the fire spread. State Police troopers tell us the bus was a huge ball of flame. In their words, by the time they rolled up a few minutes later, the Hartford Fire Department put out the blaze. Then a Hartford school bus came to the scene and picked up the passengers after a state police headcount. The passengers were later loaded onto a Greyhound bus that just happened to be not far away. The Indian Trails bus had been on its way from Chicago to Kalamazoo. State police tell us the incident could have been a lot worse. Congressman Fred Upton is still holding out hope for a replacement for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. That's after the Senate failed last week to put together an immigration bill that would take care of it. The DACA program enables young people brought into this country illegally as children to stay in the U.S. Upton tells us he's been in regular contact with DACA kids in Southwest Michigan.
Earlier this week, I sat down with a number of our DACA students in Kalamazoo that are attending Western Michigan University and others that are working. We need to get this thing resolved. I was very disappointed that the Senate failed to pass any proposal this last week.
Upton tells us the Senate needs to drop a rule requiring that almost everything get at least 60 votes to pass. Now he says it's the House job to get something done. The principal of the STEAM Academy at MLK in Benton Harbor Area Schools has been placed on paid non-disciplinary leave. In a brief statement from the district today, we're told Dr. John David Van Dyke has been placed on administrative leave pending further investigations. The leave is for an indefinite period of time. The district tells us Jordan Wright will assume the duties of principal while Van Dyke is out. Any parents with questions about that can call the central administration office. School officials are offering no further details. And an appeal has been filed by Southwestern Michigan College in its fight against the Michigan Auditor General's order to take teacher pension contributions out of the paychecks of part-time students who work on campus. SMC President Dr. David Matthews tells us it makes no sense that part-time student workers would pay into the pension system for teachers.
Who would believe that part-time students should have their wages reduced to put money into the state teacher's retirement system when they'll never vest in that system? I mean, who would think that that is a good public policy decision?
In August of last year, SMC filed suit to fight the Auditor General's order regarding those pension contributions. In January, a Court of Claims judge dismissed SMC's challenge. Now that appeal's been filed, Matthews says he's not sure when the next decision could come down. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
Prices for Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. Stocks closed slightly higher on Thursday after trimming earlier gains that saw the Dow up by more than 350 points at its peak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced 164 points to end at 24,961. The S&P 500 rose 3 points to 2,704, and the NASDAQ Composite Index shed 8 points to 7,210. Some stocks of local interest: American Electric Power was up 10 cents to $65.68. J.P. Morgan Chase was down 21 cents to $114.98. IBM was down 78 cents to $153.18. Apple was up $1.84 to $172.85. Fifth Third Bank was down 53 cents to $32.91. Stryker was up $1.08 to $158.96. And Whirlpool Corporation was up $2.19 to close at $168.48. This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lions, where we take a team approach to your investment needs. We are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. Vice President Mike Pence and officials from the NRA among the speakers for the first day of the annual Conservative Political Action Committee conference outside of D.C. ABC's Serena Marshall was there.
With the annual Conservative conference in full swing, the thousands of attendees rallied behind administration officials as they praised what they saw as the president's major accomplishments. The main theme for the day, protecting the Second Amendment, while often calling out Nancy Pelosi and many of the expected 2020 Democratic contenders. Serena Marshall, ABC News, from the CPAC conference in Maryland.
President Trump today meeting with state and local officials, law enforcement officers, and educators as part of his outreach in the following the shooting massacre at Florida's Stoneman Douglas High School last Wednesday. ABC's Karen Travers was at the White House, and she has details.
President Trump says more needs to be done to harden schools in order to deter wannabe shooters, and that includes the possibility of having teachers who are highly trained to use firearms.
A gun-free zone to a killer or somebody that wants to be a killer, that's like going in for the ice cream. That's like, here I am, take me.
The president also said that active shooter drills are a, quote, very negative thing because they scare children. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
In the aftermath of yet another school shooting, the idea of arming teachers continues to divide educators, parents, and the public. Lawmakers in several states wrestling with the contentious idea, including in Florida, where the latest shooting happened. President Trump says arming the teachers could be a deterrent to would-be shooters. However, the president of a teachers' union said an educator's handgun would be no match for an assault-style weapon often carried by those attackers. Meanwhile, the FBI conceded today its failure to stop the Florida shooting last week was a mistake. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The tip about Nicholas Cruz came into the FBI's public access line in West Virginia. That it was never shared with agents in Florida, Acting Deputy Director Dave Bowditch called a mistake.
There was a mistake made. We know that.
Bowditch said the FBI is looking through every tip to make sure it's not missing something similar. Last year, the FBI took 765,000 calls and 750,000 tips through the internet. Some turned into leads. He said 90% did not. Bowditch also said the number one risk for the FBI is losing public faith. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A security incident at a naval base in Washington today. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard.
Officials at Kitsap Naval Base in Bangor, Washington say at 9 a.m. this morning, a black SUV entered the base's vehicle inspection gate. The driver claimed to have an improvised explosive device on his body and in his car. The base says security measures were immediately taken and the driver was put into custody. As the incident is under investigation, the base's gates remain closed and security measures increased. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The body of Reverend Billy Graham will go to Washington, D.C. ahead of his funeral in North Carolina. ABC's Ryan Burrow has more from Charlotte.
Reverend Billy Graham will join Rosa Parks and two U.S. Capitol police officers as just one of a handful of civilians to lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. His body will arrive Wednesday, February 28th, and remain through Thursday, March 1st. House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will take part in a bicameral service upon the arrival of the casket. It will return to Charlotte Friday for a funeral service and burial. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Charlotte.
Two new studies from Spain provide the strongest evidence yet. Neanderthals created art. The key was a New Age estimates for cave paintings and some decorated seashells. They show the artwork was created long before our species showed up in Europe, so they must have made them on their own. The work was released Thursday by the journal Science and Science Advances. And some gains and also some backsliding when it comes to women in movies. ABC's Jason Nathanson explains.
2017 seemed like a good year for women in film.
How can a woman fight in this?
Wonder Woman, Beauty and the Beast, Lady Bird, and other successes earned cash and critical acclaim. But San Diego State University's annual report on women in film showed the number of women protagonists dropped 5% in 2017 when you look at the top 100 earning films. From the already low number of 29% down to 24%. And the report found when a woman writer or director was involved, the female protagonist number jumps to 45%. Things are a little better when it comes to diversity, though. Roles for black women were up 2%, while Latina roles more than doubled. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.